The weather is clear, which was late overcast, and our long expectations are answered at last, with news from the Navy, which I shall impart, enough to rejoice every Englishman's heart. That's honest and true, and 'tis not a Jew, but word give to God and to Caesar his due. This will be a joyful and royal relation to such as love God, the King, and the nation. Those Dutch dummy gorgons God's power convinces, and makes them all servants he aimed to be princes. On a Wednesday last, the 25th day of July, came in this narration, which I'll tell ye truly. From brave Captain Talbot, a man of stout carriage, that then brought a part of this news unto Harwich, both ruin and rage in brave equipage. Last Wednesday at noon both the fleets did engage. The winds were our friends and did fill out our sails with very fresh northerly brave topsail gales. We dined with the Hogans upon our own coast. You might have a Dutchman there boiled or roast. At first both the navies did fight in a line, 3 hours with much fury and force, but in fine the enemy's fleet into three squadrons flew, and Sir Jeremy Smith, Admiral of the Blue, by lot was to face, pursue and to chase. At the Zealander squadron he strongest that was, they fought it out fiercely all the day after, and fiercely encountered like wildfire and water. A frigate of ours called the Resolution was burnt by the Dutch in this depth of confusion. The white and red squadrons did ply to other, so fasty they almost were choked with the smother. They tugged very hard who should stand it out longest. Our blue was he weak as the zeal and the strongest, and yet they fight till so late at night that powder and darkness deprive them of sight. The two Holland squadrons both turned tail and fled, pursued by the squadrons of our white and red. Upon Thursday morning, betwixt 9 and 10, the Zealands were crippled and hopped home again. To 80 blue squadron, 1,000 stout men were sent in 5 frigates by Sir William Penn. And Talbot doth tell us, ere he did retire, on Wednesday night he saw 6 Dutch ships on fire. 200 almost of our men were lost. Such a victory seldom are gained without cost. The Zealander's admiral some think is gone unto his last home when his flag was shot down. 'Tis highly presumed by the best knowing men they ne'er will be able to fight us again. The pressmen, well mingled with stout volunteers, did drink away dolour and fight away fears. Our small shot did stand to it with valiant desire. Their guns spit and sparkled like bay leaves in fire. Our cannons did roar, they sunk and they tore. Thousands that heard them will near hear them more. It is better far in a good cause to die than with a bad conscience to live great and high. And in acts of honor there's no better thing than die a true martyr for God and the King. Our white and red squadrons do reuter engaged, 5 hours till at last his fierce fury assuaged. He fought as if he had been Mars' own son, from 10 in the morning till 3 afternoon. Our red and our white did dazzle his sight. They made him to turn and to run away quite, for no one other reason, as some men suppose, but courage did fall from his heart to his hose. Though bad men seek victory and think to win it, it never will prosper if God be not in it. Our frigates pursued him, our cannons did roar, until they were come within 2 miles of shore. Our great ships pursued and continued his slaughter, so far till they were within 6 fathom water. They durst not look back to see what we lack, but posted for life to their harbors they tack. Their flags being struck and not set up again, 'tis thought the Von Trump and Du Reuter is slain. He that doth protect us will save us from evil, in spite of the Dutch, the Dane, or the devil. Besides all the damage our shipping hath done to vessels and men and their fight and their run, 2 very stout ships we have taken and fired, and in them 590 men tired, with tugging for that they cannot get at, to make England stoop to their pitiful state. When slaves are turned princes, no tyrant so evil, when beggars are mounted, they ride to ye devil. No soul so insulting as such sordid slaves, has climbed to preferment on honest men's graves. Our generals and navy are all safe and sound, the prince and the duke have our foes in e pound. They in their own harbors are prisoners at ease, the king of Great Britain commands where he please. We ride on the ocean and wait for the motion to venture again, they had no great devotion. Had they not crept in, they'd been burnt to a cinder, and Holland by this time had been turned to tinder. God bless King and Queen, with the Duke and all such, as are friends to Great Britain and foes to the Dutch.